know, I talked about this a bit, and I want to touch on this again before we move on. Because basically, there are 14 Republican senators who are advancing Joe Biden's gun control agenda. And to what end, I say? To what end? It's the red flag laws that are the most dangerous. Now, $1 billion will be set aside to help states implement red flag laws. $100 million shoveled over to the FBI. For what reason? Nobody knows. That's all part of the plan here. Another $100 million to the FBI to come after ordinary citizens, I suppose. Roy Blunt, Missouri. Richard Burr, North Carolina. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia. Bill Cassie, Louisiana. Susan Collins, Maine. John Cornyn, Texas. Joni Ernst, Iowa. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. Mitch McConnell, Kentucky. Lisa Murkowski, Alaska. Rob Portman, Ohio. Mitt Romney, Utah. Tom Tillis, North Carolina. Todd Young, Indiana. These are some of the reddest states of all. Utah, Ohio, South Carolina. I'm embarrassed for you, South Carolina. Lindsey Graham has shown flashes of ability. And then he just becomes the weasel he is. Joni Ernst in Iowa. What are you doing, Joni? Red flag laws. Do you think the people of Texas are really thrilled with John Cornyn at this point? Red flag laws. To take firearms away from American citizens who have not committed a crime. Not charged with a crime. But we'll take the firearms away from people that are not even charged with a crime because, well, he's awfully weird. We don't like the way he behaves. He's too aggressive. There could be some common sense in some places, but these red flag laws are deeply concerning. It's a way to disarm people that have committed no crimes. And that, I can tell you, is frightening. In Uvalde, man, the questions are piling up. The anger is palpable. Pete Arredondo was the incident commander. Now, keep in mind now, we know that within 3 minutes, there were officers armed with body armor inside the school, inside Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. 3 minutes. But they waited more than an hour to go into the classroom. They waited for this. They waited for that. They waited for a key to the door that wasn't locked. Nobody even bothered to check the door of the classroom to see if it was even locked. It wasn't. Well, the police chief now placed on administrative leave. They were cowards. I am a supporter of law enforcement, but this man was a coward. They disarmed a fellow police officer and led him out because he wanted to go in to stop the killing. You could hear the gunshots. That's protocol. You neutralize the subject. That's your job. It's what you signed up for. And God bless America. Most law enforcement officials, most officers would do that. They put their life on the line to save those children. Not this guy. He didn't even have radio contact with most of the people. He waited for body armor. He waited for the SWAT team. He waited for a key that he didn't need. 3 minutes they were in that hallway. 3 minutes. And how was that door propped open 1 minute before this murderous teenage madman went in? How did that happen? And why did the police stand down for so long saying, well, it's not an active shooter situation? You're in the building. You can hear the shots being fired quite clearly. The mother we played here 2 weeks ago, who broke free and ran into that school and found both of her kids and led them back out on tape. She reported she could hear the shots being fired. Arredondo, that is, the incident commander, has been placed on administrative leave. According to the Uvalde Independent School District Superintendent Hal Harrell, From the beginning of this horrible event, I shared that the district would wait until the investigation was complete before making personnel decisions. Today, I am still without details of the investigation being conducted by various agencies because of the lack of clarity that remains and the unknown timing of when I will receive the results of the investigations. I have made the decision to place Chief Arredondo on administrative leave effective on this date, is effective immediately. He has been sharply criticized from the Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McCraw, the parents of the Uvalde community, to his response or lack of response to what happened last month. He entered Robb Elementary School just a few minutes as well after the gunman entered. Officers didn't breach the classroom and take the suspect out for more than 70 minutes. And they were hearing the shots being fired. Cowardice or something more nefarious? I hope we find out what the truth is about this one. I do. It's absolutely, it's unconscionable. In this day and age of spiraling prices for energy, WellConnect could be a lifesaver financially for you. It's a hybrid geothermal system that connects right to your furnace, your air conditioner. It connects directly. It doesn't take out your heating and air system. It connects to it as a supplement. It uses the well in your yard and that endless supply of water that comes in at 52 degrees. That is your renewable energy source, the groundwater in your well. City water, sorry, doesn't work. Find out more at WellConnectGeo.com. They're looking for installers. They're looking for people that can sell this equipment. It's American-made and American-proud. WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Hi, Brad Hoos here, founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.